Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on polishing a RAGA vocal transition for DNB. If you've ever heard a RAGA-infused drum and bass tune and thought that vocal just makes the whole drop hit harder, that's exactly what we're aiming for here. We're not just slapping a shout over the beat. We're shaping a tiny moment of chaos so it feels tight, intentional, and powerful right before the drop lands. In drum and bass, transitions matter a lot because everything moves fast. At 174 BPM, even a short vocal phrase can either lift the whole arrangement or clutter it up. RAGA vocals work so well because they bring attitude, rhythm, and that call and response energy that sits naturally with breakbeats and bass pressure. So in this lesson, we're going to take a short RAGA vocal phrase and turn it into a polished transition using Ableton stock tools. We'll use warp settings, EQ, delay throws, reverb tails, filtering, saturation, and automation. The goal is to make the vocal feel exciting, but still leave room for the drums and bass to hit clean. First, choose a short vocal with character. Think one shout, one phrase, one chant, something with personality. For beginners, shorter is better. You want clear consonants, strong vowels, and a phrase that can be chopped or repeated without falling apart. A 1 to 2 second vocal is usually enough. Drag that vocal into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and listen carefully. If it's too long, trim it down. If it's too busy, simplify it. For this kind of transition, less really is more. You're trying to create a moment, not a whole verse. Now let's make sure the vocal locks to the groove. Turn warp on and choose a mode that fits the material. Beats mode is great for tighter rhythmic phrases, while complex can work if the vocal is a little more stretched or melodic. The main thing is to line up the phrase so the important word lands where you want it, usually right before the drop. A really useful move here is to place the main word on beat 4 of the final bar before the drop, then let the delay or reverb spill into beat 1. That tiny lead-in creates tension. The listener feels the impact coming, but the drop still gets its own space. Next, clean up the vocal before adding fancy effects. Put an EQ8 on the track and high pass the low end, somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz. That clears out rumble and keeps the vocal out of the sub's way. If it sounds muddy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it feels too sharp, soften the harsh range around 2.5 to 5 kHz. This step matters a lot in DNB, because your kick, snare, and sub need room to breathe. If the vocal is carrying too much low end, the whole drop can lose impact. You want the voice to cut through, not sit on top of the low end like a blanket. If the vocal feels too wide or smeared, use utility to tighten it up a bit. A width setting around 80 to 90% can help keep it focused. For darker or heavier tracks, even a little narrower can work nicely. Now let's add movement with echo. This is where the RAGA energy starts to come alive. You can put echo directly on the vocal track or on a return track if you want more control. For now, keep it simple and work on the track. Set echo to a sync time like 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 20 to 40%, and use a fairly low dry slash wet amount. Also filter the echo so it doesn't clutter the low end or get too bright. A delay throw on just the final word can sound huge without making the whole phrase messy. That's the key idea here. Don't leave delay on all the time. Automate it. Let the vocal stay dry for most of the phrase, then bring the echo in on the last word or syllable. That gives you a clean lead and a controlled tail. It feels musical, and it leaves the rhythm section free to slam. After that, add a short reverb tail for depth. Keep it subtle. We want presence, not fog. Try a decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds, with a small amount of pre-delay so the vocal stays up front before the space blooms behind it. A little reverb on the final word can make the transition feel bigger, but too much will smear the impact. A good teacher trick here is to think in phrases, not just effects. The last word, the delay tail, and the drum fill should feel like one sentence ending with punctuation. If the vocal is still talking on beat 1, you've probably gone too far. Leave a pocket for the drop. Now let's get a little more rhythmic. Duplicate the vocal clip and make a chopped version near the end of the bar. You can cut it manually, or use simpler if you want to trigger slices more like an instrument. Make a few short pieces, a main word, a tail, maybe the consonant hit, and maybe even a tiny reversed fragment. Place those chops in a quick call and response pattern. For example, have the main word land, then repeat part of it on the offbeat, then cut it sharply just before the drop. This creates RAGA bounce and gives the transition that animated, MC-style energy without overcrowding the mix. If you want to go a step further, duplicate one tiny slice and reverse it so it pulls into the main word. That little reverse sound can create a sneaky sense of anticipation right before the phrase hits. Now we build tension with auto filter, put the filter on the vocal chain, and automate it so the sound opens up over the last couple of bars. You can start a little darker and gradually move toward a brighter, more open sound before the drop. If you want a more underground vibe, keep the move subtle and maybe even narrow the filter response a bit before the final word. The important thing here is not to automate everything at once. A small filter sweep often sounds more professional than a giant motion pileup. Keep the move controlled. A little darkness, a little opening, then a snap right before the impact. To add some extra grit, place saturator after the filter. You don't need a lot, just enough drive to thicken the vocal and make it feel a bit more aggressive when the arrangement gets busy. If it starts to poke out too much, use soft clip or pull the output back a touch. At this point, you should have a vocal that starts pretty dry and focused, then gets more animated with delay, reverb, chopping, filtering, and a bit of saturation. But the last part is the most important: automation. A polished transition is just as much about removing energy at the right moment as it is about adding it. So automate the vocal volume or send levels so the phrase clears out before the drop lands. Let the vocal stay strong through the build, then pull it back quickly in the last bar. The delay and reverb can survive for a moment, but the main vocal should disappear enough that the drums and bass get full control. That little pocket of space before beat one is what makes the drop feel huge. In DNB, silence or near silence can be just as powerful as a fill. Sometimes one beat of space is heavier than another effect. Now test the whole thing with your drums and bass. This is where beginner producers often catch something important. A vocal transition can sound amazing in solo and still fight the snare or sub once the full arrangement is playing. So listen in context. Ask yourself, is the vocal masking the snare crack? Is it sitting on top of the sub? Is the delay too loud? If the snare loses impact, lower the vocal a bit before the drop. If the bass feels crowded, tighten the high-pass filter a little more. And if the transition feels weak, don't just make it louder. Try increasing the delay throw or making the filter movement more intentional. For arrangement, this technique works great in an 8-bar pre-drop. You could have the first bars carry the main vocal phrase, then chopped repeats and filter movement, then a short drum fill, then a brief gap, and finally the drop. In a jungle or darker roller, you might keep the breakbeat rolling underneath. In a heavier, more neural-leaning track, you might thin the drums more aggressively, so the final hit lands harder. Here's the bigger creative idea. Use contrast. The vocal feels bigger when parts of the build are stripped back. Don't keep everything maxed out the whole time. Let some moments breathe. Let the ear reset. Then bring the energy back in a smarter way. If you want to push this further, try making three versions of the same transition. Make one clean and dry with just a small delay throw. Make one busier with more chops and automation. Make one darker with narrower stereo, heavier saturation, and darker effects. Then compare them in context. The best version is usually the one that leaves the most room for the drop, not the one with the most stuff happening. So to wrap it up, the recipe is simple. Choose a short ragga vocal with attitude. Warp it so it locks to the grid. Clean it with EQ. Add delay throws and a short reverb tail. Top it for rhythmic movement. Automate filter and volume to build tension. Then cut it out of the way so the drop can hit hard. That's the vibe. Ragga chaos, but edited with precision. Take this idea, spend a few minutes building a one-bar transition, and listen carefully in full arrangement context. The more you practice leaving space, timing the final word, and controlling the tail, the more your vocal transitions will start sounding like real DNB record moments instead of just effects layered on a clip. All right, let's build it, test it, and make that drop feel massive.